right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Oh my God, it just came up on Zoom playing music with a thing. That's how good we are.
Wow. It came seems up like, do you need a bass?
Apple set up professional audio and audio settings. They think that we're recording artists.
Well, they should. And good for us and good for them.
I mean,
you know what I just remembered when we were singing?
What?
Is that I saw Wicked this last week.
Ooh.
I know. Claire hadn't seen Wicked and I was like, I'll go again. And, you know, it's funny when you saw something the first time, like when you were younger and like.
You didn't like it?
Listen, this is all I'm going to say. You know how sometimes an older running show on Broadway, it's like it gives some of the people who haven't gotten to get on Broadway a chance to get on, you mm-hmm, know? Mm-hmm. And the choreography was questionable.
Oh, see, that's a shame.
It was a shame.
I feel like Wicked, it's a really expensive way to see a woman sing Defying Gravity.
100%. And I hate to say it, but everybody's petrified. Everyone's like, I really hope that this sounds as good as I want it to.
It must be a lot of pressure for Alphaba to know that everybody spent $300 to hear her hit the one high note at the end of Defying Gravity.
Literally, we all know that, like, thank God the set, like, thank God we're lifting her in the air and thank God she's going to fly because we do need that. But also, we're all nervous because, yeah, we're here for those notes.
Yeah.
And we want you to be so confident in those notes because we're nervous.
I feel like if I was Alphaba and I didn't hit that note, I would always have a pair of scissors so I could just cut the wires that I'm being held up with.
That's so smart.
So I can like fall, but only one side. So I'm going to be okay, but I'm still going to shock and awe the audience. And then no one's going to remember that I didn't hit
the note. No, they're going to root for you act two when you have a little bit of a limp.
And I post, on Instagram being like, wild thing happened to tonight's show.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wild. I would just be like, let's give their money back. Sorry about that, everybody. We'll take it from the top.
I worked with someone who his girlfriend at the time was the understudy for Jenna in Waitress, well as like two of the other girls. And she got fired because both times she went on, she didn't know the parts.
Well, that'll do it.
Can you imagine?
No, isn't that everyone's biggest nightmare?
Yes. And like the understudies get paid, I think like $2,200 a week or something. And they just sit backstage most of the time.
I would think, I actually sometimes personally, I love an understudy because when they come on, they're like, this is it.
Oh,
and
you
like,
know,
you
I
feel,
love an understudy moment.
Right? Like, I get so fucking pumped, especially when I see some of the leads like phoning it in. And I'm like, give me an understudy whose life or death is on this chorus, you know?
I want their entire small town is like watching.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Liking like the Instagram posts.
That's all I wanted. And Nessa, when I went, was an understudy and I was very upset. She was not where I wanted her to be.
I mean, it's a pretty unforgettable role.
Nessa?
Right. Isn't that the sister?
Great part. Yeah. Oh.
She doesn't even have a song.
She has two songs.
She does?
She has two songs. They're little parts of it, but she, you know, sings about like, yeah, I know it isn't fair that I'm in a chair and you feel sorry for me. Well, isn't that right? And then she also, what I think is fun about Nessa, spoiler, but no one's seen Wicked, but
it's been out for 30
years.
She really is evil.
She really is evil.
She's evil?
She's not a good sister.
I can't remember this show at all, apparently.
She's the Wicked Witch of the East or whatever, but like she pretty much makes Alphaba make her legs work. Like she just, because she takes over for governor, she's like, dad was disappointed. She's mean. Oh. You guys, she's mean. She's mean. She's got a bad bone. As an audience, you root against her.
She's a bad sister.
And she's a bad sister. Mm. Okay?
And
Elphaba always, you hate to see that. And they played it right because Elphaba's the older sister. And an older sister, you've got that guilt for your younger sister that even when they're mean, you're like, she doesn't mean
it. I do love the bizarre choice to have made Elphaba green the whole time. Like it didn't just happen to her.
I know. It was a good choice and a big choice from everybody.
Like, it's interesting to meet the Wicked Witch and then be like, so tell me how you became green. And she's like, I was born like this.
Yeah. That's how they connect it to the wizard.
The wizard.
Which I don't understand.
And that's also a good song.
Very good. Oh, great. The song. Yeah.
I mean, there's several good songs.
Listen, if I had notes and I did have notes, the audio engineer needed a little help. Fiero had a beautiful voice, but his mic was soft and I could barely hear him.
See, maybe somebody was called in sick.
I think so.
The audio engineer, maybe. Really, that's how I felt.
That's what I think.
When I saw Phantom of the Opera, I was like, this has been on Broadway for 30 years and people know.
People know.
They know that this is what's been on.
That's the problem. And I think with Wicked too, there were like some big fans there. So, you know, people are like, I love when like the wizard came out and he literally like didn't speak until we applauded. And I was like, hey, Frank, just go do your part. I don't even understand why we're clapping for you.
It's just
no one knows who you are and you didn't do the mechanics. So stop.
Yeah, you're really a pretty small role here, Frank.
Right. It's very, I love somebody who just waits for an applause.
I mean, listen, that's the confidence I'm looking for.
I know. It is true. It is a nice way to kind of be. Anyhow, so that's what I did. I saw Wicked and I just thought of that.
Well, that's a blast.
It was a blast. It was really a blast and a half.
I started watching it's called Joe versus Carol on Peacock. And it's like, remember when Tiger King first came out and they were like, they're going to make a show about it. And Kate McKinnon is playing like the Carol Baskin.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a 10, I think 10 episode show. I thought it was going to just be like a funny little like parody, but it's more, it's a drama.
I guess that's what's popular right now. Just like real court cases and real people.
Well, it's like the story of Joe and Carol, like how they got to the point that we kind of see in the documentary, like of him hiring to kill her and stuff. Like, and it's like the true story. But I thought it was going to be just constantly like,
yeah, of course,
dumb and funny. But I was like, there's scenes where I'm like, this is upsetting. And like Kate McKinnon's disturbing.
Of course she is.
And the guy who plays Joe is also really good. I don't know who he is.
Wow.
But he might be actually.
Where is that on?
On Peacock.
Oh, you have Peacock?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm logged in on your TV. It is him. I didn't think it was him. Joe Exotic is John Cameron Mitchell, who was like famous because he originated the role of Hedwig on Broadway. And
wow.
And was in, I think he's in that show, Shrill.
Oh, damn.
I thought it was him. He's really good. I didn't even realize it was him. He's so good.
Wow. Okay. Note to self. The Dropout is out too, I think.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet, but I am into it. I like the story.
Me too. I'm going to watch it. Me too. The doc was great. And Amanda Bynes. I meant Amanda Seyfried. Oops.
Oh, Amanda Bynes. That's a whole different show.
I know. I'm sorry. That really is.
Yikes.
But I think she'll be great at it. I'm excited to watch it.
I bet. I want to hear what her voice is like.
Yeah. From what I've heard, it's very good. It's very, I mean, you just have to be low, really, for
it. Yeah. Totally.
You know?
What else was I going to say? What else?
Oh my God, and you had a big week.
I did have a big week.
Yeah, tell everybody.
I mean, you know me. I hate to brag.
Oh my God, I know. But Chris's voice is across the internet and for Netflix's new show.
Yeah, so it's for like, it's
we
a
have
Netflix,
the receipts.
Yeah, podcast and...
Podcast.
Listen, it's number 13 on the overall Apple charts. That's crazy.
That's really crazy.
I mean, that's like, for reference, And it's still number one in TV and film ahead of like Zooey Deschanel's and Jon Stewart's and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I guess it definitely helps to have Netflix marketing probably. Cause I'm like, it's so nuts. So I can't take all the credit, but
take all the credit.
I mean, it feels, yeah, I'm very happy. So check that out, guys, please.
Check that out. That's so fucking cool. Hopefully people trickle over from that too.
Yeah, I hope so.
There's a trickle both ways.
I mean, fingers crossed. We love a trickle.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? Have you been on any dates? What's going on? No, me either, obviously.
You know, a slower week. Just a fun week for that.
Just a fun, slow week.
Yeah, exactly. Just sometimes you need a fun, slow week where you're like, let's not do anything.
Yeah, I think that's my upcoming week.
Oh, that's good. It's good to plan for a week like that.
Because I'm like, yeah, I feel like my nerves have kind of been shot because I've been doing like, I've just been out of my comfort zone a lot the past couple
weeks.
Which is good, but I'm like,
you need to recover.
I need a little recovery.
Wow.
Moment.
What were you doing out of your comfort zone?
No, just like a lot of new things, like
yeah,
quitting my job and absolutely starting new things and, you know, that whole thing.
Change. Any sort of change, you got to just rest for that.
Change. Yeah, I'm definitely leaving my apartment, which we already knew, but we got they're raising our rent like $1,200 a month more.
Shut up.
Yeah. They sent
us the hell out of there. That's a joke.
I mean, you've seen that apartment.
That's a joke.
And it's like the total rent is almost like $5,000 a month is what they are wanting.
You're kidding me.
And I'm like, you can eat shit and die.
Yeah, you can get a great apartment for that much.
Yeah. Welcome to New York living. Am I right?
I don't know. Actually, no. That feels like robbery.
That's highway robbery.
That's literally highway robbery. Don't do that.
No, 100%. So we'll see. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Else is going on? I don't know. Have you been watching anything?
Just Gilmore Girls.
See, that's nice. I never watched it.
Oh my. It's so good.
I know, but here's my concern.
Do you like, okay,
is that I get so like obsessive. Like, I'll only talk about Gilmore Girls for the next 6 months if I start watching it.
Okay. Well, I guess Amy Sherman-Palladino, who's the creator and writer who also did, like, Marvelous Miss Maisel, and she just, I think, is iconic. And when I think of the way that I want to be as a writer, it's her.
Mm.
Like, if you watch the episodes and the writing and the directing, it's so funny, and it's like... You can watch the way she directs is really unique too. A lot of times all of their scenes are one shot.
Oh wow.
And it moves. The choreography is normally like really intense. They talk about on sets with her, it's like really long days because like it's like a musical. Everybody has to hit their mark.
And see, I appreciate,
but then it's awesome.
I appreciate a not heavily relying on editing type of thing.
Me too. It's really cool acting.
We've reached a peak of too much editing. Like, I was filming something recently and someone was like, well, just go line by line. And I'm like, that's not a conversation.
Yeah, it's like I get doing that when there's a time crunch and you're just like, there is no time. But I think when you're in an actual
if I have to like be playing off someone,
Yeah, it's like you want to give the actors the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, totally.
And I think Gilmore Girls is a great show for that. So do I think you should watch it? I really do.
All right, I'll check it out.
Thank you for that. It'll be your happy place, and that's a nice thing.
Have you watched, speaking of, Virgin River yet on Netflix?
I think I watched the first season.
I kind of loved it.
Well, I love a show where we're working towards literally like a kiss on the cheek.
Well, let me tell you, the show takes a quick and abrupt shift.
Oh, in season two?
I mean, it goes from like it feels very Hallmarky, right? She's like coming to be the doctor. Right. But then, yeah, I mean, the town is riddled with crime. People are going missing. You know, so it does get a little exciting. People die. It's good.
Okay. It's maybe good. I'll go back to it. I'll go back. You know what I watched? What movie I watched? Split.
I don't think I
know. M. Night Shyamalan.
Split?
Yeah.
The Village?
It's about multiple personality disorder.
Oh, your favorite thing in the world.
Literally my favorite thing in the entire world. And the girl who
I hope maybe you'll I hope you get it someday for you.
No, don't say that. Knock on wood, please. Oh God.
Kidding, you're too old for it. It would already upset him.
Yeah, because it happens as a kid.
Same thing as schizophrenia. We beat that. Hello.
Thank God. Thank God. But it's the girl from Queen's Gambit is in it too, which I didn't know.
Oh, big eyes.
She's very good. Big eyes. Boy, does she have big eyes.
Oh, boy, does she. Good for her.
Those eyes.
Those eyes.
Yeah, they were ready to rock.
Those were the stars of the show.
They really were.
Queen's Gambit, more like Queen's Retina. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Did you watch Yellow Jackets?
No, that's too violent.
Yeah, see.
It's violent.
You don't even know what it's about.
I heard it was violent.
Don't believe everything you hear.
Stop. I heard there was cannibalism.
It's very unclear. That's the whole thing. No, I mean, it's very, very good. I think you should definitely watch it, especially because like Christina Ricci's so good in it.
Yeah.
The girl, here's the thing that I love about Yellow Jackets. Okay.
Okay.
And there's also, I have some big takes from it because it's supposed to be like girls' soccer team in 1996 wins nationals and they're flying to nationals because the one girl has rich parents and he got them like a private plane to take them to nationals. The plane goes down. And the majority of them survive the plane crash. I think like only the way they kill off the people on the plane is very interesting. It's like the two pilots, the like flight attendant, and then like it's supposed to be one student who just got moved up onto the team and no one knows yet are supposed to be the ones who die. But then they're like stranded in these woods for like 19 months. But then
what? Wow.
And so it goes between that and current times, 2021, where it's 25 years after this. They've made a pact never to speak about what happened. But all of their lives are like kind of a mess in different ways. But what I love about it is this, the adults versions, it's like girls or women who always have to play like kind of a peripheral role are like this hardcore badass stars. Like the girl who was Rose in 2.5 Men, who was supposed to be like the kooky neighbor, like the main girl, and she's amazing. And Juliet Lewis and Christina Ricci. It's like you should watch. And it's really interesting to watch how they cast the young versions, because like the girl that plays Juliet Lewis looks exactly like her, sounds exactly like her. Wow. It's like really, really bizarre how good the casting is.
Wow.
But you got to watch it. And I have, I upgraded my Hulu to Showtime just to watch it. So you got to.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to lose it pretty soon. So hop on there and watch it before I get rid of it for no reason.
Okay, I will. Oh my God.
But anyway.
Scared for myself.
I mean, it doesn't get really scary until
the end.
Yeah. Well, you'll see. Because it's also definitely like you're left not knowing things still. There's definitely a season two because they're already filming it.
No, I'm a little bit sick of shows just kind of forcing expecting a season two. You know what I mean? They're like, and we're just not going to answer half of the questions. I'm like, you know what? No, just come up with new questions for season two. Stop doing this.
This is why I like an anthology kind of series, because I'm like, I love all these actors, but I do like the season being wrapped up in a season.
Yeah, totally. It is nice that way.
I love a mini series.
Me too. I love a mini series.
You know, like give me more of those like Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman.
Big Little Lies, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Good for you. Do you have anything exciting coming up this week?
No, not really. I'm excited to see my nephew.
Have you seen the Nugget yet?
No.
I just got there.
I got here yesterday.
Wow, okay.
And I had,
so you
like,
see him on Monday.
Yeah, or maybe today. I'm not sure. They might come tonight. But yeah, he's running around and stuff now.
Oh my God, he can run.
He sure can. What about you?
How quick. I'm not seeing any babies this week.
Maybe. You don't know.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I really don't know. Anything else coming up this particular week? No.
Well, it sounds like we're both having very exciting weeks.
Very exciting. Almost too exciting.
Almost too exciting. Should we do a Hallmark movie?
Let's do a Hallmark. You guys, let us have this.
Okay, please. We All need right. it. It's time to let escape.
Yeah.
Time for
the Hallmark movie of the week.
Picture this. A high powered.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to. She's high powered and she's the CEO and owner. Her name is.
What?
Her last name is Jule. Her first name is K. She's the owner of K Jewelers.
Wow.
Okay.
K Jule. Okay, K, got it.
K Jule. Everyone mispronounces. They think it's K Jewelers. It's K Jule.
Oh, that's so embarrassing for everybody. Okay.
Which is important. It's just circumstance that she owns jewelry. So she's also the head designer.
Thank God.
Of the jewelry. It's not the K Jewelers you're thinking of. It's a different one.
No. Yeah.
But the important thing to know is she's very wealthy and she's very established. Good.
I like that.
And she's very overworked. She's a hardworking woman. She works in the Manhattan neighborhood of New York City.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Okay, she has a whole skyscraper is the business. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
It's the top 10 floors is what it is. And her office is the peak of the skyscraper. That when it comes to the peak,
to the head,
and she has glass, it's all windows, and then so it's sunny.
Wow.
But then she can also hit a button and it like tints the window so that not too hot in there.
Yeah, you don't want to get too hot, and you don't want to get too much eye strain.
Yeah, and sometimes she does get depressed from all the birds that kill themselves that way by accident.
That's sad. Yeah,
but her assistant can put up a thing that keeps the birds away, but he kind of enjoys the entertainment.
Exactly.
He's not a psycho. He just gets bored easily.
Yeah. And, you know, the birds up that high are already asking for trouble.
And that's what he says. He says, this is New York City. What are you even doing here?
Exactly. Pigeons stay on the ground.
Yeah.
You know?
Street rats.
This is a street. This is our birds are low to the ground. And honestly, normally aren't afraid of people, but they should be afraid of
glass.
They
should be, and they should be afraid of me, and that's what I always say.
Absolutely. That's what you say. And everyone's like, okay, Ken, is it?
Ken, yeah.
Ken, love that.
It's Ken Jule as well. We're not related. I changed my name to the same as yours so that I would have more authority around the office.
Actually, as any good assistant would, and I actually was in a terrible skiing accident, and they wouldn't give you my paperwork because we weren't family, and so you did change your name.
At least that's what I told you.
Yeah, absolutely, and I fell for it.
And listen, there was a part of you that knew, but you said he needs it.
He needs it, and I want him to have it.
And I also moved my desk into your office, and I brought it up there, and I was like, Hey, Rumi.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. How cute is that?
Yeah. And you, of course, were, you know, not thrilled at the idea.
No.
You might have said,
put your desk outside my office immediately.
Well, I feel like I lose authority if it's not inside the office. They can hear on the phone. They can tell.
Sure. But when I'm on the phone, I don't want you there.
Well, I'm always on the phone when you're on the phone. I listen to every conversation you have.
No, I know. And you take notes, but I just like to, I like to think that you're not there.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make me feel great. I feel like I'm an integral part of this jewelry business.
You definitely are. It's just more, I'm focused on the person that I'm actually speaking to when I'm on the phone call.
Okay. Interesting. That's kind of how the conversation ends, and I just leave the desk and we never really talk about it again.
And we never talk about it again.
But the thing is, Jesse, is that Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh God, that's our busiest time of year.
Every kiss begins with K, which was your big campaign. You came up with that.
I know. It was a good one.
And that was when I was calling you a whore, actually. And I was like,
yes,
every kiss begins with K. And then you were like, oh my God, that should be our new slogan.
That's actually a good slogan.
And that's why you put up with my bullshit, because we both know that I deserved the credit for that, but you took it.
Yeah. And there was a beautiful sort of understanding for that.
And so listen, we usually obviously do diamonds. It's a big thing. Diamonds.
Love diamonds. Of course, they're huge around Valentine's Day.
But we read, we're in your office. We're having a good time. A little assistant comes in, my assistant that I hired, who they come
absolutely
in.
An assistant to the, yeah.
They're like,
that.
They're like, I have something to tell you. I got the reports, and it doesn't seem like diamonds are going to be the hot ticket item this Valentine's Day. It's turquoise. It seems that turquoise is the hot ticket item. Apparently, Kylie Jenner tweeted turquoise is the hot button item, and now everyone wants turquoise. No. Yeah. So, and I'm like, turquoise.
You don't even have a turquoise distributor.
Like what that fucking loser Aiden would wear in Sex and the City?
Yeah, exactly. That's what Aiden would wear.
And this is a Mr. Big company. And I'm like, we can't say that anymore. And then you're like, well, not the man, the character.
The character.
The vibe of the character, not the vibe of the man who played the character.
No, not the vibe of the man who played the character.
And then we're like, well, let's wheel it back on that one, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Good call.
And so then we scream at the assistant, kick him out, even though it's not his fault. This is just how we get out our anger.
It's just better. It's a better idea. Yeah.
Totally. And I mean, if I don't do it to him, you'll do it to me. So
exactly.
Cycle of violence continues. But then I'm looking through my papers and I say, oh my God.
Huh?
You know that we have a turquoise cave in it seems like this small town in Arizona.
Oh my God, did I buy that as a prank?
It's called K-Jule Turquoise. Is that back when you were doing your pranks?
I think that was my prank stage, and I thought it was funny.
I remember when you bought that Rolls Royce and just to crash it as a joke.
That was fun. That was funny.
That was funny. It wasn't.
That was funny.
It was a shame about that passenger.
Well, it was a shame for the
May they rest in peace, but may they rest laughing, because it was funny.
They were so funny. But yeah, I think I just bought it as a joke, because obviously we don't use turquoise.
No, but listen, it looks here like there's a running turquoise mill at this cave. What have we been doing with all the turquoise?
I don't know. I think I just...
And it's hot button? Are you being robbed? Are we being disrespected?
No, I think... So what are we going to do?
Do you think we're being disrespected? Because that's going to... Listen, I'm already on the phone. Hold on. Hello, American Airlines?
Okay, wait.
I need a private jet at the Vanderbilt Estates. The Vanderbilt Estates next to it. We're on the top floor. Sorry, did you want window or aisle?
I'll take just the seat that's on its own.
Oh, okay.
The jet.
No. So make sure we have some singles. It needs to be a jet with singles. And did you want, they have a couple, Susan, Tammy, or Pamela are,
I love Susan.
You want Susie? We'll take Susie.
I want Susie. Yeah.
They said she'll have to miss her son's graduation from medical school, if that's the case.
Okay,
it doesn't
matter.
Why
did they
right?
say she was available? I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Does it matter to Susie?
Does she need to go to that? It seems... What's her last name? Maybe she could still make it by the time they He's an
I mean, it's Roy, someone's got to tell Susie it's really just a roll call that's given a lot of zhuzh, but it's really just someone taking attendance. It's not that big a deal.
Kay would, I'm sorry, Miss Julie would like Susie to know, has she seen a man walk across stage before? Because that's all she's missing.
That's all it is.
Okay.
A fancy.
Yeah. No, and tell her to bring stuff for s'mores. We should do s'mores.
Ooh, that's so fun. I love that.
Oh, and you know what? Let's make sure that we have graduation caps on the plane. We'll put them on as a joke.
That's funny. That's really funny. See, that's a good prank. That's a good prank.
Okay, great. And, oh, sorry. One more question. They want to know if we want Frank, Theodore, or Steven to fly the plane. Steven, I think you did hook up with at that holiday party. And Frank is the one who is legally blind, but we, you know, they inexplicably still let him fly. So I guess Theodore, that's easy.
Theo it is.
Okay, we'll take Theodore. Tell him not to wear a shirt. Thank you so much.
Oh, what a great company. All right, let's hit it. Do you have everything you need?
Yeah, we can just send out for whatever.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter.
So we get on the plane. It's gorgeous. We, of course, see Susie weeping over missing. She has
weeping.
She actually had, can you believe this shit, had the Zoom up of her son's graduation. And we were trying to watch Encanto.
I love Encanto. It's so pathetic, too, because Susie, again, it's literally just a name call. It's just
it's selfish.
A fancy attendance list. And then the kids being able to walk across. It's just not that big a deal.
I don't get it. I don't get the draw. I
don't get the draw.
When she stopped crying, things really took off and it went well.
Exactly.
And then we land. It's a tiny, I mean, I wouldn't even call it an airport. It's like,
no, I don't think legally it is just really a runway.
It's a runway is what it is. And there's looks like some kind of an outhouse that maybe can be, it seems, I don't know. I mean, whatever. We're disgusted.
We're not going to stay long.
We get off the plane. It's hot, but it's also February. So it's not too blazing hot in Arizona.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you bring furs? It's going to get cold here at night.
I'm like, no, I brought nothing. I literally have the sweater on my back.
Yeah. Susan, can you fly back to New York and get us our furs and bring them here before nightfall? Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, she's missing. She's upset. She's missing the graduation party at her own house.
I really want her to just feel better, but I need her to just like put stuff in check. You know?
I just need her to prioritize.
To reel it in. Reel it in a little bit. Yeah, I do.
She's worked for us for 6 months. What's more important?
Exactly. It's very distasteful.
And then as we're talking about Susan in front of her, I'm like, how are we, where do we go from here? How are we getting out of this?
Who's picking us up even?
And as we say it, a giant pickup truck comes down the runway.
Barreling down the runway. Okay.
You want to take over?
Okay. The giant pickup truck is just barreling down. Like da 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 da. You know when you're like, where the car, it's like, are there shocks in the car? You don't even know if the wheels are connected, if one's going to fly off. It comes and it does like one of those like curve stops where it almost donuts, if you will.
And it's
like,
dust. Okay.
Yeah, and you're just like, there's dust everywhere. I'm, of course, like, my sunglasses, I can't see. And as I go to lower my sunglasses, all of the sudden, I'm like, wait a second.
What?
Did I get turned around? Because it feels like the plane, like the shadow from the plane is cascading down on me, but I'm like, I didn't move.
I am feeling the chill suddenly, you know,
there's a chill
once you get out of the sun.
Air. Exactly.
In the desert, and then it's a little chilly.
It's chilly in the desert. And that's when I go, God, we really needed those furs. And so all of a sudden there's like another shadow. And I'm like, are we about to get robbed? Like, what's happening? The dust.
I just
started
screaming at the top of my lungs.
Screaming bloody murder and almost flailing.
And Susan
that is what we learned in
self-defense class.
And we're trying
to get back on the plane, but Susan is really just holding on, not letting us back.
Yeah, which is insane. And all of a sudden, I see what looks like a boot. a boot, which confuses me because I think this is a plane. I'm looking for a wheel. You know what I mean? I'm looking for something
landing
that's
equipment.
Like that. Exactly. So I see a boot and I make my way as my eye would up the boot mm-hmm. to the leg, which is a dirty jean, if you will.
Ugh.
To what is like a white t-shirt with like a flannel Ooh. On, you know what I mean? And there's a man that's standing there. And
is it a V-neck? Is he in a V-neck white tee?
It's a V-neck white tee.
And an unbuttoned red flannel.
That flannel couldn't be buttoned if you tried. It's
blowing
so
in
far
the wind.
Open. It is blowing in the wind. Luckily, his arms are tight. They're so strong that there's no blowing off.
It's keeping it on.
They are on those arms, if you know what I mean. And I'm like, wow, because I, of course, am wearing 4-inch stilettos.
Yeah, naturally.
That's how I walk
Me
around.
Too.
I didn't even. So you as well. So I'm a solid. I'm like 5'10 at this point, dipping into. Yeah. 5'10-ish, 5'11. And I say to myself, I say, is he wearing, do those boots have heels? I'm confused
he
because he's got a solid 4 to 5 inches on me, Chris.
But you just said that you were 5'10.
With the heels.
So, well, Jesse, that just doesn't seem possible. That
well, it would, doesn't add up. It doesn't
That would
add
make
up.
The man almost 6'2", 6'3", potentially.
That's what I'm saying. And I think he's tall, Chris. And then as
Does
soon as I'm going...
Does that calculation seem right?
That's... And I go... I thought to myself, maybe Susie in a bad calculation is doing a prank and or has drugged me because she's trying to get to the graduation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's son of a bitch. So I turn to maybe try to get back on the plane and slap her upside the head as any good prank ends, of course. And when I do that, I turn to the other side and there is almost a matching man.
There's two of them?
There's two of them.
Have we done? Is this heaven?
It could be heaven. It could. I don't know where we are. And that guy all of a sudden just grabs us, actually. He puts us over his shoulders like a fireman carry.
Wow.
Of course, I say, unhand me, you heathen.
Of
That's
course.
How I respond. Unhand me, you heathen, is what I say.
Yeah.
And of I'm course kicking.
It is important to remember. This is how we remember it. But we famously take multiple Xanax and have to be carried home from every airline we've ever taken.
It's true. And
I'm punching him on the back. I'm on one shoulder. You're on the other.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, after what feels like a dream, okay, I wake up and I look over and you're asleep and I go, Ken.
Yeah. What? What? I was having a dream.
Yeah, I was too.
A
I'm just unsure what part.
A tight white t-shirt and dirty boots threw me over his shoulder.
That's what I thought, but and all of a sudden we look around and we are in what looks like a rustic cabin.
I'm like, are we?
I'm talking rustic.
Are we in hell?
We could be in hell.
Did we die?
And I go
where's
to,
the TV?
Where's the TV? There's no TV in sight. I go to turn on the side lamp, which is made of turquoise. And I'm like, oh my God.
Is this a turquoise lamp?
I don't think this was a dream. I think we are in the turquoise cave.
And I take the lamp and I do smash it on the ground to see.
Of course. To see if the turquoise is real and breaks. And it does.
And it does. And I'm like, oh my God, this was really expensive, probably.
From the sound of the shatter, the door flies open.
And I say, it was her.
Yeah. which, you know. The lamp did shatter on your side of the bed, so it is semi-obvious that it was you, but the guy who is like, oh my God, that's worth $10,000.
Oh,
and
who
go,
cares?
And I go, sorry, can we take a quick where the hell are we? And he's like, sorry, my name is Max.
Ooh.
I know. And he's like, Ned...
Really? Okay. Ned is
Ned?
Yours.
Nathan. I like a Nathan better.
Okay.
Nathan is preparing dinner because you guys have been out for a solid 20 hours. So I'm sure you're starving. Oh. Wow.
Wow. Sorry about that. Did we call you a heathen at some point?
Was that us? And he's like, you did. And he's like, you did kick.
And he's like, well, my dad said the same thing. And I was like, when what? And he's like, when I came out. And I was like, oh, came out of what? And he's like, the turquoise cave, the closet, obviously. And I'm like,
right,
obviously. And then I look at you like, game on.
Game on. And he's like, do you guys need to borrow some clothes? And we're like, right, because we didn't bring anything. Cute.
So you think I'm going to fit in your clothes, Max? Eat shit.
Yeah, and Max. And Max is like, I think that you... yeah, are gonna fit. Do you want like sweats?
Yes.
Okay, great. He's like, I'll grab some sweats.
Are they glittered?
He's like, no, but I've got gray sweatpants.
Great. You throw those on and you give me whatever you have left.
He's like, okay, I've got two pairs of gray sweatpants and then just like a flannel that you guys can wear.
And so you're just in a flannel with no pants.
Perfect.
You're like in a flannel that comes down to your knees, like a flannel dress.
I love that. I love that.
And boy shorts.
Absolutely.
And we come out to the dinner.
And Nathan has cooked quite a little spread. Do you want to take over?
Yeah, he's made stuffed peppers. He has made, you know, cauliflower au gratin.
Wow.
He's made, you know, some kind of delicious pheasant dish. And I'm like, oh, I could eat. And he's like, I bet. And I'm like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? And he's
what
like,
what would you bet? What would you wager?
And he's like, no, I just meant I could tell that you probably were tired because you've been or hungry because you've been sleeping for like 32 hours.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, great. I hope so. And then we sit down and we're like, so what's going on? Why are we here? And they're like, you tell us.
Wow.
We've been just pumping out turquoise from this cave for like 5 years. Nobody's ever come to get it. The paychecks keep rolling in though. So, and we're like, oh, interesting. I'm like, your pranks really go too far.
Yeah, they do. I just put people on payroll after I prank them.
And they're like, wait, this was because of a prank? And I'm like, have you not been getting paid? Stop being...
You're not in on the prank.
Stop being a sissy about it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And who's going to buy a $10,000 turquoise lamp?
And he's like, well, I hand make them. It's my greatest passion.
Oh my God, you hand make them?
Yeah, I hand carve them.
You carve them? Oh my God, you must be strong.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that Kay smashed that back there after you hand carved it.
Yeah. And I'm like, it wasn't me. And he's like, wink, wink. But I will say something. As soon as I said the word hand carved, I made a beeline to look at his arm. And let me explain to you something.
Yeah.
It's jacked.
Of course.
It's a jacked arm.
I mean, all the way around.
That arm you could swing off of and you could carry groceries for years.
And you say, do you mind if I swing off your arm for a bit?
Can I just touch it even?
And he's
swing
like,
a little
oh,
bit.
Sure.
I touch it and I do swing from it. And I think we both get a kick out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm laughing.
I'm laughing. And I just can't believe how strong it is. And the strength goes down to the forearm, which I think is important.
Oh, of course. All the way to the hands. It's the calloused hands.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm like, you know what the best thing about calloused hands are? The way they feel on your nipples. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's a joke. And so we have dinner. We chat, you know. We're all having a good time. And then after dinner, Nathan says to you, so do you want to see a tour of the caverns? And I'm like, oh.
Yes, I do.
Take a light, okay? And he's like, yeah, careful. They can be quite romantic. That's what Max says. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, so then why don't you want to take me? And he's like,
wow.
And he's like, oh, and I'm like, I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then he's like, oh, he's a little thrown off. But then so you and Nathan go and listen, Jesse, it's just like basically hallways of turquoise. OK. And it's lit only by white twinkle lights.
No.
And they're like, these are the best for the environment and saves electricity. And you're like, wow, it must be beautiful in here at Christmas time. And he's like,
yeah,
we hang up wreaths. And you're like, really? And he's like, no. Oh. And then you guys have a little laugh. And then he's like, so can I ask what you're doing here? And you're like, well, I heard apparently turquoise is the hot button item this year. So trying new things, branching out. And he's like, oh, I'm so excited. Turquoise is finally having its time to shine, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's been about diamonds for too long. And you're like, okay, well, I've made a living on diamonds.
I have unfortunately made a living.
That's how I bought this cavern, actually.
As a joke.
With blood diamond money. So
the literal joke. So.
And he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, you bought it from my family, actually. It's been in my family for years. And you're like, oh.
Okay.
So good. How do you feel about that? And he's like, well, we're going to get foreclosed on by the bank. So it was nice to be saved, to be honest. I guess I owe you one. And he's like, I can't believe no one's ever bought you turquoise jewelry. You're so beautiful.
Wow.
And I would love to make you at something. And you're like, how about a turquoise dildo? Because I've been so single for so long.
Oh.
And he's like taken aback by how funny you are.
Yeah, that is funny. And that would take somebody back.
Totally. And then you're like, sorry, I saw it on Goop. I thought it was like a thing.
They did it on a Goop and it was pretty cool.
And they said it was good for your chakras.
Good for your chakras.
And he's like, oh yeah, I hate Gwyneth Paltrow. And you're like, me too.
I hate that. I hate Watcher. Yeah.
She's not one of my closest friends.
I would not call her a close friend.
She's definitely not meeting us here. And then you like take out your phone and send a quick text.
Yeah.
And so then you guys are talking. The night's kind of going by. We're seeing it flash. He's like, do you want a glass of champagne? He pulls a bottle out that he's had randomly in his backpack. And he pulls out these glasses that like fold up into real champagne glasses.
Wow.
And you're like, wow, what is this, a first date? And he was like, I wish. And you were like, whoa. And he like kind of isn't kidding. so you're like taken aback. And then you're walking, you fall. And you're like, you fall and of course you're embarrassed, but you say, how did that water get here? You go into CEO mode, but he is leaning down to scoop you up.
Right.
So he's like holding you. And as you're like yelling, you kind of lose your words because you look into his dazzling green eyes. And
whenever I'm weightless, I forget a lot of things.
Yeah, you're stopped in your tracks. And he says, don't worry, you still look. Well, he says, don't worry, there's no bruises. Nothing has ruined your perfect face.
Oh, good.
And you go.
Not yet, anyway. A bruise takes a little time to develop, but thank you.
Yeah, well, he's like, well, there's no red marks.
That's good. That's great.
And then he's like, and your lips don't look swollen. They look perfect. Perfect. And you're like, they are.
Feel even better than they look.
Perfect. Ever since I went to the doctor and got those injections. And he's like, I've never kissed a girl with injections. And you're like, well, I don't actually have them. It was a joke.
That was a joke. Sorry.
And he was like, well, mine was a lie. I have kissed a girl with injections and I didn't really like it. I was just trying to have a lead up line to kiss you.
I said, lead up no further.
Line. And then you pretend to like call for your line.
That's funny.
And then you two are making out passionately.
Thank God. In a turquoise cave.
In a turquoise cave surrounded by white twinkle lights. And he's holding you in his arms with champagne.
Oh, my God. Okay, great. Cut to you and Max. And you are carving turquoise at almost a spin wheel like a ghost in the movie Ghost, and he's behind you helping you kind of shave it down, okay?
With no shirt on, just
no shirt on, just to feel each other's
just say
feet, because it's hot.
What's it called? Just say
white beater.
No,
white
an apron.
Top. An apron. Absolutely, just an apron. And both of your arms are like bulging because it's very difficult, you know, mm-hmm. this, and it's spinning and you guys are hitting it and you're laughing. And he's like, no, not like that. And then the lamp kind of has this little indent in, and
like,
you both
what's
laugh.
Another
and then,
20 grand.
Yeah. And then it stops and you guys look at it and he goes, I kind of love it. And you're like, you love the dent in it. And he's like, things don't have to be perfect for them to
and I
be
say,
right.
And that's where we're different.
And he's like, I think it's done. I love it like that. And he's like, you know, I messed up, or I have one that matches it. I was just waiting to find its pair, its match, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So it's like these two lamps that have like this little indent in it. And he's like, gosh, that was really fun.
Yeah, I had a really good time. I haven't had a time like that in a while.
Yeah. He's like, me too.
Me three.
me as well.
Me also.
So he's like, all right, let's head out of the studio. And so he goes and he starts turning each lamp off one by one. And it's getting just like dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And then there's only one left and it's right by the door, but it's so dim in there. And he's like, I'm going to turn off this one last lamp and then it's going to be really dark. So don't freak out. Okay.
And I'm like, I won't.
Okay. But then he turns the lamp off and you immediately scream bloody murder. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he turns the lamp back on, but you both are kissing.
Oh my God.
I know.
So he turns it on while he's kissing me?
Yeah, because when you screamed, he went over to you and then you guys started kissing and then the lamp turned on.
From a ghost?
Just from him. He did it like casually with his other arm.
Oh, and I'm like, why did you turn the light on? And he's like,
I wanted to see you.
Oh, and I'm like, we can turn it off. I'll feel better.
Oh.
And I'm like,
he's like, no, I want to see you.
And I'm like, okay,
good.
Okay.
And so then all of a sudden the camera, you guys go out of frame of the camera and we see the lamps just kind of shaking a little.
It's shaking a lot.
Yeah, it's shaking a lot.
And then we hear the bellows from the cave because, of course, it works like a tunnel, the echoes. So we can hear your dates going pretty well as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sorry.
Cuts to us in our little cabin room. And I'm like, so wouldn't it be weird if I was in love with someone that worked at this turquoise tunnel and never want to leave?
And I'd be like, not as weird as if I also feel that I have found my love.
And they're like, and I'm like, well, I love them. And we're talking about loving them and stuff. And as we're like in the moment of a really good moment, the phone rings, the Zoom, and it is the assistant back in New York.
Ugh. Okay.
And this little Bo Peep says, he goes, oh my God, do not kill me. And I'm like, we have a bomb in that building. So if you say anything stupid, we're going to hit a button and you are going to die. And he's like,
please know that.
And he's like, okay, well, here's the thing. I read the reports wrong and turquoise is not the cool, item. It's pearls. Pearls are back. And we're like, ugh, I would have loved to go down in the ocean. But now we're here and now it's complicated, you little piece of shit. And he's like, sorry, well, we can get you out of there as soon as you're ready to leave. And as he says it, there's a knock, knock, knock on the door and they say, lasagna's ready for dinner.
Oh my God. Okay. We hang up on our twatty little assistant and I'm like, we'll be right out. Ken.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If everyone's going to do pearls this season,
maybe we do.
Maybe diamonds. We pivot and we,
turquoise.
Do turquoise is what I was going to say. Oh, we're already here.
That's a great idea. I didn't even think of that.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're the boss. You're the genius. You reestablished pistachios.
I really did. Thank you for knowing. So it does feel like that's what we should do.
Yeah, totally. And then I'm like, let's just go have dinner. So we go to dinner. Yeah. It's nice.
It's so
we have
cute.
A great time. He's talking about, they're both talking about how excited they are about turquoise. You know, we're looking at each other like, yeah. And then that's when we get another call and we're like, excuse us, we have to go. It's the stockholders.
No.
And they're like, no, we're not doing turquoise. And we're like, we have to try it. And they're like, if you do turquoise, then you both should consider yourselves new jobs. And you're like, excuse me, I own 51% of this company.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's a clause that if you go to turquoise, we're allowed to overrule you.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow.
What a clause.
Oh, someone really hates turquoise.
Yeah. Who is that?
And he's like, it's me, the main stockholder.
Oh.
Turquoise killed my wife. And we're like, okay.
That'll do it.
Well, it's not for eating. And he's like, no, she was addicted to goop products and she left me. She's still alive. She's just dead to me. And we're like, the dildo. We got to get our hands on one of those. It sounds like.
We have to ask. Yeah. I mean, if it'll end a marriage, it'll start a life.
Amen.
You know? Yeah.
And so then they're like, we have another knock at the door. And they're like, the flourless molten chocolate cake is ready.
Flourless.
Oh my God. Gluten free. God damn it.
Okay.
And so we go out and we're eating it and we're like, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
And then that's when they're like, I have to show you something. They come out and they present us both with turquoise, rings.
Oh,
solid turquoise rings. And they're gorgeous and they're carved. And I'm like, are these my initials? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, mine too. And then I'm like, well, it says K Jewelers on it, but I guess mine says Ken Jewelers. So they did make them specific for us.
That's nice.
But I'm like, but
it's
yours
also
is
pronounced Jewelay.
It is pronounced Jewelay, but it says on the ring K Jewelers. And it looks gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I feel like everyone I would know would buy one of these rings.
At least one or two.
How long did it take you to make these? And he's like, 3 hours. And I'm like, oh, okay, not that long. We could really make a lot if we had enough people.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what happened to the, I thought we were going to use them as earrings and stuff. And I'm like, well, let's see. And that's when I pull
you aside.
Everybody relax. And I'm like, maybe if we show the stockholders this ring.
Yes. Yes.
We can convince them.
I like that. I understand that.
And so they're like, well, it's after 6. Can you stop working? And we have a surprise plan for you. And then that's when we see it's mashed together, collage of dates. They take us on the most beautiful double date we've ever been on. I mean, it's basically The Bachelor. We're on a helicopter. We're seeing sights, wildlife.
We're in a hot tub.
Hot tub, hot air balloon.
Wow. I really want to do a hot air balloon.
We're eating hot food.
I'd be scared, but I would do it. Hot food in the balloon. Okay.
I would be scared too. Very scared, I think, actually. I would sit on the floor of the basket the whole time and just pray. Yeah,
I would scream and pray, but I would be excited that I was there.
Totally. I would leave my phone on the ground because I'd be so terrified I dropped it.
Absolutely.
And it's going, and then we keep looking back at the ring, okay? So next morning, we have a great time.
The best time.
The best time. Next morning, we're excited to show the idea to the stockholders. Jesse, they hang up the phone on us. We pull out the ring, and we're like, we have something. End session. And they send a text and be like, get the pearls or get out.
Oh my, I don't like the way this company communicates with each other.
No, me either. Not at all. And so
very upset about it.
It's very upsetting. It's very upsetting. And they can tell, our boyfriends can tell we're upset.
Of course they can. They're our boyfriends.
They know. They know us inside and out.
They know when we're upset. They know when we're slinking around.
And we're not, I mean, we're basically living with them at this point. It's been 4 days.
Of course, of course.
And they're like, how did they like it? And I'm like, well, and then he's like, I want you to know how much this means to me. And if making these rings means that we get to talk more, I'm just so excited for the opportunity. And I hope that you guys can stay here as long as possible and work on the rings. And we're like, oh, we have something to tell you. And then he's like, well, I have something to ask you. And that's when he gets down on one knee. This is Nathan. And Max is doing it simultaneously. They do everything together, which is fine. I mean, naturally, we would like our own moments, but no one else is there. So, and he opens up the box and it's an engagement ring. And you say, well, that's not turquoise. That's a diamond. And he was like,
that is a diamond.
Well, turquoise isn't for every occasion, but every kiss begins with K. Will you marry me? And we're both like, and then that's when you look at me and we're both thinking about the text and you say, you know what? I think I'd rather have a turquoise ring. And I look at you and you take the diamond and you say, I'm over diamonds. And I am going to take this opportunity to reinvent myself, just like I did pistachios in the 2000s. I'm going to leave K. Jules and take over and, you know, focus on the turquoise. I hope everyone's with me. And I'm like, I'm with you. And they're like, of course we're with you. And we're like, what's the name of this turquoise cave? And they're like, it's
Turk Cave.
Turk Cave. And we're like, ooh. Cave.
Rough.
Don't really love that.
But, well, it's a play on words.
Turk Cave?
Cave.
Do we have any leeway on that?
I think we could play around with it. Are you thinking like a more...
Something more along the line of like Ken Jules or...
Okay.
Maybe like...
Turquoise.
And then we're talking. We see things happening around us as we're sitting at this table, right? And we see furniture's being moved. Tunnels are being made. Furniture is being designed all around us at a lightning speed. And then it comes up one year later. And we're sitting there and we're like, wow, I can't believe we have these amazing branded boxes. And we look and it's called Max Nathan's. What a net. That's actually not a bad name.
I like it.
And it's the most selfless thing we've ever done. Naming.
It's the most selfless thing we've ever done.
And you're like, well, we packed up all of the new rings and your name. They all have different little names. And you're like, and the little Debbies. And then that's when you turn around and you're pregnant.
Oh, my God.
With Debbie. And we're calling, we're naming the ring after her.
That's so cute. That's so sweet of me.
And that is the end of the movie.
Wow.
Little Debbies.
Little Debbies. Famously, also, we are being sued by the people who make those Little Debbies, but that's fine.
And K Jewelers.
And K Jewelers. It's fine. We're still pushing forward.
We have two ongoing lawsuits with Hostess and K Jewelers.
Absolutely. And you know what? Any publicity is good publicity. That's what we say.
Hear, hear.
Hear,
and the movie is called From Justin to Kelly. No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
It's the sequel the whole time.
The movie is called Susan Misses Graduation.
Yeah. The movie is called Susan Misses Her Daughter's Graduation. And it's a hit. It's a runaway
hit. It's such a hit, you guys.
It becomes a trilogy.
Even after the lawsuits, we still came out with
on top,
making money from the box office. Exactly.
What a story. Good for Susan.
What a delight. Good for Susan. Top billing for Susan, who this was her breakout role as well. She's very funny in it.
Yeah, she's amazing in it. Some people have said is that she has a Melissa McCarthy career trajectory.
That's what I was going to say. A real vibe there. Even a Kristen Wiig in that movie.
Yeah.
Remember that? Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
No, I was going to say that other movie where she has a really small role.
I don't know which one you mean. Melissa McCarthy
was
actually
has a... Knocked Up?
Oh, maybe.
She has a small role in that. It's very funny still.
Melissa McCarthy's role in...
Bridesmaid wasn't massive.
Bridesmaids
but it
wasn't. But she was nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah, it was stunning.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Actually, right, to think about.
But right.
But amazing.
Yeah.
But listen, guys, we love you.
Yeah. We really do.
So rate, review, subscribe. But until next time, oh, make sure you go check out the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time, live every day.
Yes.
Like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.